Open your Bible to another passage. Proverbs 28 and 20. We're going to read that first. I'm going to give you a definition of faithful. The definition of faithful is firm in adherence to whatever one is bound to by duty or promise. And I have in here parentheses choice. So it's firm in adherence to whatever one is bound to by duty or choice. In other words, it's something that you're willing to do, and then you do it. You're being obedient. Okay, another definition for faithfulness is willingness plus obedience. How many people know what willingness is? Raise your hand, you know what willingness is. Willingness means I will do it. You know, if you ask me to do something, I will do it. And obedience, you know what obedience is. Somebody tell you to do something, then you do it. Okay, Proverbs 28, 20. Proverbs 28, 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. I'm talking about the first part. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Okay, everybody understand that a faithful man shall abound with blessings, right? Go to Isaiah 1:19. I want you to read this one with me. Ready? Read. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Now you see what I'm saying? Being faithful is being willing plus obedient, right? Say, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Another verse, you say, the faithful man shall abound with blessings. So you can compare blessings with the good of the land, right? Amen? Amen. Y'all hear me? Okay. Okay, now faithfulness has two sides to it. Has the Godward side and it's your side. So you have to do something. I'm going to tell you about the Godward side first. God is willing to bless you, and he will do it if you demand on him. In other words, he's faithful. He's willing, and he will, if you demand on his power, he will bless you. Turn your Bible to Hebrews 10:23. Hello? Everybody there? Almost? Slow? I'm going to go ahead and read it. It said, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. For he, who is he? God. For he is faithful that promise. In other words, he is faithful to fulfill what he has promised to us. Go to Deuteronomy 7 and 9. Everybody know what Deuteronomy is? Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy. Now listen to this part. With them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Right there it goes from the Godward side and it explains our side. We have to be, before God is able to be faithful to us, we have to be faithful to him first. In other words, whatever he tells us to do, we have to do it first. He's not going to make the first step. You have to do something. So in other words, okay, go to Matthew 24 and 45. This is a parable about the faithful and unfaithful servants. Starting at verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made rule over his household to give him meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Okay, that's, when you're doing something, you're being obedient, right? He shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. In other words, he shall be blessed, right? Amen. Y'all understanding me out there? Okay, so he shall be blessed. Okay, turn your Bibles to Matthew 25 and 15. Right over a page. This is the parable of the talents. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And when they say delivered unto him their goods, he was saying he gave them money, but he also gave instructions with that. Okay, he gave instructions in between the giving of the money and them doing something. Okay, to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey. Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2 he also gained another two. But he that received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. That would be unfaithful, right? If I give you $50 and I tell you go to the store and buy me some Cracker Jacks, right? And you go to the store and buy something else, you're being unfaithful, right? Faithfulness means being willing and obedient. If I give you the money, you willing, you go, but you got to be obedient and do what I tell you to do. Okay, that's what's called being faithful. But he that had received the one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received the 5 talents came and brought the other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. How many know when you're blessed, you're happy? You have joy, right? Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He that also had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. And behold, I gave another 2 talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And then he that received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not straw. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. So if you've been unfaithful, that means you're wicked and slothful. Say that with me. If you're being unfaithful, you're being wicked and slothful. Okay. Wicked and slothful servant. Thou knewest not that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not straw. Thou oughtest not have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which has 10 talents. For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. From him that has not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Okay, so if you're not being faithful with what you have now, then it's possible that it'll be taken away from you. You have to prove yourself faithful unto God. How? Okay, let me use this example. Say you're using mom and dad's car, right? How many of y'all driving mom and dad's car right now? Don't be ashamed of you driving mom and dad's car, you driving mom and dad's car. Okay, well, if you're going out on the weekends, your parents tell you be home for 12, you come home 12:30, 1 o'clock. You're not being faithful, right? So how is the Lord going to bless you with your own car? Or why should he bless you with your own car? If he can't trust you with somebody else's stuff, how is he going to trust you with your own? Let's go to Luke 16:10. Y'all hear me out there? Luke 16:10 says, he that is faithful in that which is the least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in the much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another's man's, who should give you which is your own? Then okay, I hear, you know, everybody say, I won't be a millionaire when I get older, right? Now I won't have big bank, big swole pockets, right? I'll drive a big body. But if you're not being faithful, if you're not being willing and obedient with the money you have, if you have $5, the Lord tell you, give that $5 in the offering. You know, so you say, Lord, I'm willing. And you're obedient, you give that $5. Then the Lord has room. He can bless you. But if you don't give, if you don't listen to what the Lord is telling you to do, he has no right to bless you. See, he said in his word, if you keep his commandments, then he will be the faithful God unto you. Right? But if you do not keep his commandments, he is. If you don't keep his commandments and be faithful, God is actually bound. He can't do no more for you. You determine how far you go in this life, or you determine how blessed you are in this life. God don't determine that. You determine that. You have to make that decision in your own heart and in your own mind to be faithful, be willing and obedient. Okay, I'm going to show you Daniel. Turn your Bible to Daniel 6. Y'all can look in y'all index if y'all want. I know all y'all don't know where Daniel at. You ain't got to fake me. Everybody there? You there? Half y'all don't have no Bible. Everybody there? Starting at verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. So they put Daniel over all the other princes and presidents, right? He was favored above all of them. Then the presidents and princes, they got jealous, sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. You have to be so determined to be faithful that they can't find anything against you. You know, the world tries, you know, when you live in the life of God and you prosper, the world tries to find something wrong with you. You have to live that faithful life so much to where they try to find something, but the only way they can find something is against you and God. The only way they can find something, if you're doing everything that God wants you to do, and they say you're wrong, that's the only way they can say you're wrong. You get what I'm saying? Turn your Bible over to Philippians 2 and 13. Starting at verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure, that's being willing and obedient. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be made blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights of the world. How many of you know this world is crooked and perverse? But right here it says that ye may be blameless and harmless, just like Daniel was. They found no occasion because he was, y'all hear me out there? He was faithful, okay, willing and obedient. Turn your Bibles to Numbers 12. You really gonna have to look in the index for that one. I know none of y'all know where that is. Okay, starting at verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman which he had married, for he married an Ethiopian woman. So they were speaking against Moses, was their appointed leader. And they spoke against their leader because he married an Ethiopian woman. You know, an Ethiopian woman is a black woman. I knew that, right? Okay, so they spoke against Moses because he married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of a cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. What I said, we're going to be faithful in all things. So he said, he's faithful in all my house. With him, now check this out, with him, I will speak to him mouth to mouth. How many of y'all have ever spoken to God mouth to mouth? See that? If you be faithful, God will speak to you and give you rhema words and revelation knowledge to deal with the situation you have in life, and tell you how to prosper. He said Moses was faithful in all his house. Then he said, with him I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and in the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then you were not afraid to speak against Moses. Okay. Turn your Bible to 1 Timothy 3 and 11. Now, I made a statement at the beginning. You know, I say faithfulness, you think about, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend faithfulness, right? Right? Well, that is a part of it. Turn to 1 Timothy 3 and 11. 1 Timothy 3 and 11. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. When you say faithfulness in a relationship, faithfulness in a relationship, when you, all right, you got as a boy and a girl, you know, they say, we're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, right? So the terms of the relationship is, okay, I'm not going to cheat on you, you don't cheat on me, right? When you be faithful in a relationship, you're willing. When you make that decision, you're willing. You're willing. If you say, I want you to be my girlfriend, you're willing to be her boyfriend, right? So you're willing. Then you're obedient to the terms of the relationship because you say, I won't cheat, right? Right? Y'all understanding me, right? Okay, so you, that's what faithfulness in a relationship means. You're willing to be the person's boyfriend or girlfriend, and you're not going to cheat on them, right? That's willing and obedient. Then I say we're going to be faithful in all things. I'm not just picking one or two things. I'm talking about all things. Go to, now go to Ephesians 6 and 1. Now this is where I went to that verse in Luke 16. It said, if you have not been faithful in the least, how can you be faithful in the much? Go to Ephesians 6 and 1. Now, a lot of you have heard this verse before because we say it over and over. Ephesians 6 and 1 said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Okay. How many of y'all have been laying in y'all bed, almost half asleep, and your mom or your daddy call you and say, come do this for me? And the first thing you're doing, oh, Lord, mama, couldn't you have done that earlier while I was up? What you think about that? But even though you don't want to get up, many times I was in my bed sleeping hard. They told me, get up and go to the stove. Everybody got cars in the house. They told me to get up and go to the store. But being faithful, I was willing and I got up. And I was obedient. I went to the store and got what they wanted me to get. I got what I wanted them to get. And that way, I opened up the door for the Lord to be able to bless me. See, if I stayed in my bed and said, no, I ain't going. Then right then, when I said no, that's closing the windows of heaven. Everything is shut off. Your health is shut off. Your prosperity is shut off. Ain't nothing going to go right for you because you close the windows of heaven, right? Right, okay. Go to Colossians 3 and 20. It says the same thing. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. I want to give you another example. How many of y'all have jobs? Okay, so most time on jobs, you have a manager, right? And on most retail jobs, you have a manager. There's a verse in the Bible says, obey those who have rule over you, for they'll watch out for your well-being. Key word in that is obey. Now, the Bible don't say, thou shalt obey your boss. Thou shalt obey your manager. It's not one of the commandments. But nevertheless, it says, obey those who have rule over you. How many know a manager has rule over you? The owner of a company has rule over you, right? But if you go to work tomorrow, and the boss tell you to do this, you say, no, I'm not going to do it. Right there, you being unfaithful, right? God sees everything, right? He's everywhere. God sees that you're being unfaithful there, so he won't put you here because he can't trust you. How can he, if you're not faithful in the least, how can he trust you with the true riches? So you got to take all of that into account. See, your whole walk, see, when you go home, your parents tell you to do something. You got to be fair. And you know your parents not demanding on you all the time. You have your own free time. But when they ask you to do something, you should have the common courtesy and want to be faithful to do what they tell you to do. Be willing and obedient to do it. I remember Leroy Jr. gave an example. He said, you tell the Lord, okay, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Then the idea, concept, and insight come, and you do it. Then that's the blessing of the Lord, right? That's the same way. When you pray and say, Lord, I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. Right then, when you tell him you'll do whatever he tells you to do, he gives you instruction. When he gives you instruction, you follow through with that instruction, and then you are being obedient, then the blessings of the Lord, the door, the window of heaven is open. You get what I'm saying? But back to this, you have to be faithful in the least. The matter of fact, the Lord is not even going to speak to you if he knows you're not faithful with the earthly things. He said, How can you say, I can use this as a parallel, how can you say you love God whom you don't see if you don't even love your brother who's sitting right next to you who can see? So how can you say, I'm going to be faithful to God who nobody, you can't see, look around, can you see God in here? Nobody can see God in here, right? So how can you say you're going to be faithful to something that you, somebody that you don't see, if you can't even be faithful with the things right here that you're seeing, like your job, or your parents, or whatever, your boss, you know, whoever has rule over, your teachers in school, some of you have hard heads, you're in school, I'm going to do what I want to do. Right then, they have rule over you. Why? Because they're the teacher, and you are the student. When the last time a student taught a class? When a principal comes and says, sit down, what you do? Sit down. Principal comes in and says, shut up, what you do? Shut up. Teacher say, do your homework? Do your homework, right? But you have to be, the point I'm trying to get over to you is, you have to be faithful in the things you can see now. You know what I'm saying? You have to be faithful. You have to prove yourself faithful first before God becomes faithful to you. He's not going to tell you anything. You could, as long as you're being disobedient to your parents, disobedient to your teacher, disobedient to your boss, you can sit there and pray for 3 days straight without eating, fasting, and praying on your knees, say, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The Lord ain't going to tell you nothing because you're not being faithful with what you have here. You're not being faithful with the least, so he can't trust you with the true riches. How many understand what I'm saying? Now turn your Bible to Luke 12, verse 42. It's going to be my closing. I didn't keep y'all long. Everybody got the point tonight, right? Yeah. Amen. So what are we going to do, B? Yeah. What does faithful mean? Yeah. Being willing and obedient. Being faithful in all things. Okay. Luke 12. Luke 12, 42. And the Lord said, who then is faithful and a wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household? See, the Lord make you ruler over his household when you're faithful. The Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. He shall find him doing. Whenever he comes, he'll find you doing. In other words, you're being obedient. Amen. Of truth, I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, he shall begin to beat the men servants and the maid servants, and to eat and to drink, and to be drunken. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him asunder, and will appoint his portion to unbelievers. In other words, he will close the windows of heaven. Therefore, no more direction, no more blessings coming forth. So you just out in the desert, they have nothing. Just in dry land, amen? And that servant which knew the Lord's will, and prepared himself not, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Now, this is the point I want you to hear. And that servant which knew the Lord's will, and prepared himself not, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. Now that don't add up. If I do something wrong, I get a few stripes. But if you knew better and you do something wrong, then you get many stripes. Right? Okay, listen to what I'm saying. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Concluding there, now you know what faithfulness is, amen? You know how to be faithful. I broke it down to you. Everybody understood what I was saying, right? So therefore, you can't say, I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't understand. Because right here he says, if you knew but you didn't do it, you're going to be lashed with many stripes, right? But if you were ignorant, you know, you get few stripes. So right here, you have to put this into practice. So I don't want to hear no more pity stories about, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. I just broke it down to you. You go handle your business and the windows of heaven will be open. I put it to you, now you know. What they say, knowing is half the battle. Who that, G.I. Joe? Knowing is half the battle, now you got to do something. Okay? Now, this is my last verse. Go to 1 John 1 and 9. This is another faithfulness verse. And I'm closing with this one. 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful, willing and obedient, and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So right there, stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Right now, if you're in this building tonight and you have never accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, in the name of Jesus, I command you to...